The following program is a presentation of the FlyPod New Media Network. www.theflypod.com.
Welcome to My Two Cents. My name is Marianne Stanley, and I invite you to look at some of today's most pressing issues through an entirely different lens than that used by the corporate-owned media. Our focus will be on old-time journalism. In other words, on getting to the truth by referencing facts and sources. Stay tuned and see if you've had a hunger that nothing else could satisfy. Until now, that is. Tonight was a landmark of sorts. As usual, I watch the evening news with the network news, I should say, and I flipped back and forth between the two channels that I was watching, ABC and NBC, tonight. Unbelievably, on both networks, they made the announcement that for the first time, according to their words, for the first time, climate scientists are saying that the weather events that we're seeing are not normal fluctuations in weather or climate, that it is climate change, and that it is man-made. I find it bizarre, first of all, that both stations happen to have that as their lead story on the same exact night when in 1981 I was teaching climate change to my college classes. So that's one thing. But the fact that they came out and made that announcement, honestly, it left me not knowing whether I should celebrate or start spitting nails in the fury that I felt that it's taken them so long to say out loud what needs to be said so that people will have the tools and the knowledge to begin to implement the changes we have to implement in order to survive on this planet. Because the heating is going to increase exponentially. The weather events are going to intensify and become more frequent. It's going to cost countries billions of dollars, ultimately bankrupting them, and the citizens will be left on their own to deal with their own nightmarish situations from flooding to drought. We can't have this. This shouldn't have been said now. This is something that should have been said at least a decade ago, preferably two decades ago, because once we got to 350 parts per million of carbon dioxide in the air, we're going downhill and it is not going to sustain life on Earth. We are now at something like 386, and they're expecting it to go to 450 parts per million very soon. So what are we left with? We're left with a crisis that, like I said, I didn't know whether to be joyful in that it finally, I mean at least finally, the public media has said something about this situation that should have been in the newspapers, should have been in magazines, should have been on television, should have been in the movie, should have been everywhere for a long, long time. Now, we did have Al Gore's movie. I believe that was out. An Inconvenient Truth, I believe, came out in the mid-2000s, 2004, maybe, 2005. Again, I would urge anyone who hasn't seen An Inconvenient Truth to lay aside any biases they may have because of the man. They didn't like him. They didn't like the rhetoric that was going on around him. They didn't like his looks. They didn't like his demeanor. They didn't like the fact he was a Democrat. Whatever it might have been, doesn't matter. The fact is, he was a scholar from the time he was in college. He was concerned with climate because it was as far back as when he was in college that one of his college professors drew the line in the sand and said, "This is where we're going. This is not normal." And Al Gore began to track this and ultimately came out with the movie An Inconvenient Truth, an award-winning documentary that truly needs to be seen by every student in every school across this country and every adult who has missed seeing it, because it lays it out in a well-done way with enough science and enough sourcing to back it up so that anyone who wants to check it out can easily check it out. It has been examined already for accuracy and has been found to be amazingly accurate. It is not spinning the news. It is not lying about anything. It is laying out the fact that we are on a collision course with destiny in the form of the obliteration of life on this planet. Earth will survive. Earth doesn't care if it's a desert planet. It doesn't mind. Earth will be here until something knocks it out of orbit. But life will not be sustained. We have already seen the amazing sweep and breadth of the wildfires out west. I just read today that it is now going to be a permanent condition, that the Southwest will become basically desert. It's not going to recover. It's not going to be like the Dust Bowl of the 1930s. It's going to be permanent. It will become desert. When I lived in Arizona, I began to see it happening. They had already been draining the Colorado River for irrigation to allow people to live in areas that were never intended for people to live in those numbers. L.A., Phoenix, they don't belong there. The large city should not be there. It's desert. The cacti themselves were beginning to die and shrivel when I was still in Arizona in the early 2000s. And it broke my heart, and I thought to myself, I have to get out of there. I'm just one more burden on this land that has been overburdened by man. So, yes, it's good that it's finally out there. Finally, people are going to say, well, if the nightly news says it, it must be true. It is true in this instance. What isn't true was the lie that they said for the first time. We are hearing that this is climate change. This isn't just a vacillation in the weather pattern. Both stations said it. For the first time, scientists have said that this is man-made climate change. And I thought, you liars. I'm glad you're saying it, because a lot of people will say, oops, hey, wait a minute. We've been busy denying there is climate change, and we thought everybody was on our side, and everybody believed what we believed. So it's good that it got on network news. But the lie that it was the first time that scientists have said that is absurd. It's been out there. The body of scientists for more than a decade now have been screaming with the same message. This is man-made climate change. We cannot be dawdling here. And you can't leave it hanging out there as a story. Hey, guess what, everybody? We're into a permanent situation here on Earth of man-made climate change that's going to kind of pretty much obliterate us, because the weather events are going to get more serious and devastate us and cost billions and billions of dollars. You know, that's not the point here. The point is, tell people what it is they need to do. Tell us we have to get off of fossil fuels entirely. Tell us that government needs to put its money and its investments into sustainable energy, like wind energy and solar energy. Tell us that people have to change their lifestyles permanently. You can't let the water run for 10 minutes while you're brushing your teeth for 30 seconds. Tell us. We need to hear the truth. And an ugly truth is better than a beautiful lie. I've said that before. I'm saying it again now. Maybe it's going to take all of us waking up and jumping on our own senators or representatives, screaming about what we need to see happen, because we do care about our children and grandchildren. We would like to see people live above ground in the decades to come. We've watched the sweeping wildfires, and people aren't thinking. Many of them, when they see it, they go, oh my gosh, that's terrible. I hope no people were in its path. I hope that it burns out soon. But are they thinking about what that means truly? Are they thinking about what the loss of that many trees means for the breathability of our air? Without the trees, without the plants, we don't breathe. That's where our oxygen comes from. And we're losing millions and millions of acres that are going up in smoke because of these wildfires that are created because of the droughts and the dry conditions, which are created because we have acted with impunity in allowing private corporations who are hell-bent on making their quarterly profits go up every quarter at the expense of life itself. Think about that. At the expense of life itself for all of us, all 7 billion of us on this planet. They are willing to sacrifice all of that just so they can put out their bottom line each quarter and say, look at that, we made another couple trillion. So it's time for us to hold them accountable, and it's time for us to read everything we can get our hands on about what is happening and how it works. I still say a good starting point is watch An Inconvenient Truth. You'll get the basic scientific facts and the basic scientific background on what is happening and the roots of what is happening, why it's happening, and the things we can each do about it. We can't sit by just saying, oh, look, there's a train coming right down the track on it, and we're standing here. Isn't that fascinating? I mean, it would be really nice if we decide that not only do we have to somehow notify the engineer to pull the brake on that train, but that we also should probably step off the track. Climate is going to become the most important issue we have. We're not going to be talking wars. We're not going to be talking Democrats versus Republicans, conservatives versus liberals. We're not going to be talking what's on TV or the latest iPad. We're not going to be talking any of that if we're not alive. And we're cruising right now towards the edge of that cliff. So the best thing we can each do, if we care and if we have connections with other human beings whom we love, then it behooves us now, before another day passes, to begin to educate ourselves. Read what you can, see what you can, follow up on anything you can, and don't buy into a lot of these lies that are coming out that say things like fracking is safe, it'll create jobs, don't matter if we're all dead, fracking is deadly, fracking will get rid of the last good fresh drinking water we have, all for the sake of freeing up gas and oil reserves deep, deep in the Earth's crust. Again, we're raping the Earth for short-term gain and for long-term damage or even death itself. And I'm not saying death trying to be dramatic. I'm saying it just as a factual outcome of doing the kinds of stupid things we are doing for the almighty dollar. Greed is not permitted to trump decency and respect for our fellow humans and respect for Mother Earth. We should be in charge of our own health and our own life. We cannot do it if corporations dictate to us what it is we're going to ingest in the form of foods, in the form of water, in the form of drugs. We need to be able to take control of our own lives and maintain our own health without it always being about making money for the precious few at the expense of the millions and billions of us who are going to suffer because of this type of policy and this type of direction governments seem to be heading in today. Anyway, all I have to say is wake up. This is the time. Get educated. Read more. Think more. And pay attention, because these days are going to get a lot bumpier and require a lot more involvement by all of us, each and every man and woman on this planet. So that's it for today's show. Thank you for listening. Your feedback is always welcome. Just email us at shout@theflypod.com. Until next time, this has been My Two Cents with Marianne Stanley.